Model Earth by Paul Stewart and Chris Riddell. Read by John Sessions. Night was falling over Model Earth. The sun had set, the sky was darkening, and already two of its three moons had risen up above the musty mountains. One of these moons was as purple as a bat bird. The other was as yellow as an ogre's underpants on wash day. Both were full and bright. In Elf Wood, the trees bowed and bent as a chill wind howled through their branches. In the far-off Ogre Hills, there was the slurping sound of a thousand thumbs being sucked. Twinkling lights were coming on throughout overcrowded Goblin Town, and as the goblins prepared their evening meals, the air was filled with the smells of bad breath porridge and snot bread, and the sounds of too many cooks.
"Have you spat in this?"
"No."
"Well, go on then, before I put it in the oven."
As the purple and yellow shadows swept down from Mount Doom to the Horned Baron's great castle below, a loud, piercing voice ripped from the windows of the highest tower.
"Walter, you turnip head! Walter! Where are you?"
It was Ingrid, wife of the Horned Baron himself, and she was far from happy.
"Coming, my sweet," he called out as he climbed the circular stairs.
"I've just seen something I really want in this catalogue," Ingrid continued. "Singing curtains, it says here. No self-respecting Horned Baron's wife should be without these enchanted window hangings to lull her gently off to sleep and sensitively wake her up with song the following morning. I want to be lulled to sleep by singing curtains, Walter. I want to be woken with song. Do you hear me?"
"Loud and clear, love of my life," the Baron replied wearily.
The next moment, the third moon of Muddle Earth, a small bright green sphere, sailed up in the sky to form a perfect equilateral triangle with its yellow and purple neighbours. The three moons lit up the enchanted lake, which hovered high up above the ground, and the seven magnificent houseboats bobbing about on its glistening waters. Six of the houseboats were dark and deserted. The seventh was bathed in an oily orange lamplight. A short, portly individual by the name of Randolph was staring out from one of its upper windows at the configuration of coloured moons. A budgie perched on his balding head.
"Norbert," he said at last to his assistant, "the astral signs are auspicious. My pointy hat, if you please. I feel a spell coming on."
"At once, sir,"
said Norbert, his voice gruff yet well-meaning. As he stomped across the floor to the wizard's cupboard, the whole houseboat dipped and swayed. Norbert, the not very big, was a fairly weedy specimen, as ogres went, but he was still an ogre, and ogres, even weedy ones, are big and heavy.
"It couldn't be the spell to summon a warrior hero to Muddle Earth by any chance,"
said the budgie, whose name was Veronica.
"It might be," replied Randolph, defensively.
Veronica snorted.
"You've only got one spell."
"Yes, yes, don't rub it in," said Randolph. "With all the other wizards, away, I've got to hold the fort."
"This is a houseboat, not a fort,"
said Veronica.
"And the other wizards aren't away, they're..."
"Oh, shut up, Veronica," said Randolph sharply. "You promised never to mention that dreadful incident again."
The houseboat lurched once more as Norbert strode back across the room.
"Your pointy hat, sir,"
he said. Randolph placed it on his head.
"Thank you, Norbert,"
he said, trying hard to overcome his irritation with Veronica. Why couldn't he have had something nice and sweet for a familiar, like an exploding gas frog or a slimy bog demon? They wouldn't have answered back all the time, not like this infernal budgie. He carefully removed a piece of paper from the folds of his cloak, delicately opened it up,